We flipped the record. We're getting lucky. I'm Steve Scher.
And I'm David Hyde. And Steve, you're probably aware that by now, thousands of people have spit into a straw and mailed that straw to 23andMe.
No, you're not. I was not aware of that.
23andMe is a genetic testing company. And when you send your spit to them, they send back your genetic roadmap. The FDA is saying 23andMe has failed to show that their technology is supported by science, and they've ordered this company to halt all sales. Our guest today is Marshall Horwitz. He's a former 23andMe customer, also a medical geneticist at the University of Washington. Marshall Horwitz, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
So you've been a customer of 23andMe. Why did you initially get this testing?
Oh, I was curious about it. The testing has both health and ancestry information, and I wanted to find out about both of those.
And when you got back the results, was it actionable? Would you look at that and say, here's what I need to do?
You know, yes and no. There were some things that maybe made me worry a little bit. And on the other hand, there were probably some things that I could do something about. As a case in point, one of the things they test for is the most common cause of blindness in this country, which is age-related macular degeneration. And I found out that I had a considerable risk for that. So one of the drugs that may contribute to making it worse is aspirin, which I had been taking because aspirin reduces risk for heart disease. And correspondingly, I knew from other procedures and tests that I had undergone that my risk for heart disease was actually not that high, and I had been taking aspirin, and since I didn't need to be on it, and it might elevate my risk for eye disease, I decided to discontinue aspirin.
But this particular company, 23andMe, the FDA is saying they failed to meet the tests that they've got for them, that it's not supported by science. Did you have any skepticism yourself as a medical geneticist about the test results?
No. In fact, I think it's worthwhile to take a look at the letter that the FDA sent to 23andMe. It's actually posted on the FDA website, and it's as much of an eye-opener with respect to government-industry relationships as it is as it speaks to how to regulate scientific policy. But to address your question, I think that they actually have a fairly robust scientific foundation for the testing that they're doing, and I'm generally impressed with it.
There are other companies that do this. Are you concerned that this kind of reaction by the FDA could hamper progress in the area of the genetic testing business?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how to value the business relationships. I'm a little bit concerned that it draws into question the validity of genetics and how much it can contribute to the practice of medicine, which I think is enormous. And I think you have to take this decision in the narrower context of the government was actually quite reasonably just asking 23andMe to institute a few more appropriate safeguards, both with respect to quality control and providing proper discussion of the limitations of the testing. And 23andMe, unfortunately for the company, seemed to have handled it poorly. In fact, the letter states that scolds the company and says that you did not work with us. It actually uses that language. So I think it's a regrettable decision from both sides, both the government and industry relationships, and I would hope that the problems could be resolved in a way that makes it better for consumers and also it demonstrates what can actually come about as a result of this really revolutionary understanding of how genetics contributes to disease.
Just to wrap it up for folks who don't follow genetic testing as closely as you do, what's the promise for the future of these kinds of tests?
You know, I think it's ultimately almost unlimited. We're finding out a tremendous amount about what keeps people healthy and what puts them at risk for a variety of both rare and common disorders. And ultimately, I think this will lead to better diagnosis, early detection of diseases like cancer or even infectious processes that can be chronic as well. Ultimately, I see a lot of good coming from it. I'm less concerned about, all this has to be done in the appropriate context, but I'm generally less concerned about the risks of the testing. I think much of the risk has still remained in the theoretical realm.
All right. Marshall Horwitz, thanks so much for taking the time.
All right.
He's a medical geneticist at the University of Washington. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Steve Scheer.